and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18 tells us that we're to be prayers. We're to be the people who pray for each other, and we're to pray for the lost of this world. We're to supplicate. In other words, we are to go to the Lord representing an individual, asking God to help that individual one way or another. Either maybe they're sick, maybe they need financial help, maybe they have a lost loved one they want to see saved. We're to pray for these individuals. Or maybe it's just the fact that they need prayer. And we need to be praying, supplicating for them, presenting their needs to our Heavenly Father. And we're not only to pray for the saved people of this world, but we're to pray for the lost. We're to pray that the Lord would speak to hearts and that they would come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, Paul the Apostle, in verse 19 of chapter 6 of Ephesians, he goes on to say, once again, that he needs prayer. He needs someone to be praying for him. Can you imagine that? The man who has written over half of the New Testament, I believe, he's asking people to pray for him, that he could give out the Word of God, that he could tell other individuals about Jesus Christ. He was in prison. And well, he was in jail. He was charged. He was under house arrest. But he was guarded. The soldiers were there to make sure that he didn't go anywhere. And that would be a hindrance to anyone. But Paul the Apostle didn't let that stop him. He gave out the Word of God. And we see that, and we keep reading in chapter 6 and verse 19. We see how that he was hindered, but he kept giving out the Word of God and people got saved. But sometimes we give out the Word of God and it doesn't seem like it does much good. Something comes along, something happens that just seems to stop what we have done with giving out the Word of God. Well, in Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9, it says this. Now, this is Jesus, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And I've said this before, the sower mentioned here, that's us. That's one of us who takes the gospel to the people who need salvation. Verse 4 continues on by saying this, and when he sowed, that's us, when we sow, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, because they had no deepness of earth, in other words, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, Jesus says, let him hear. Well, Jesus spoke many parables. He gave people examples of something that took place or was going to happen. He spoke in parables. And this is a representation of what would take place or what was taking place. Well, he also told us what this meant, Matthew 13, 3 through 9. He continues on in Matthew chapter 13. Verses 18 through 23, and he explains this parable. He says, hear ye therefore the parable of this sower. Now, Remember, he's speaking to a sower. He's speaking to someone who's taking out the word of God, who's giving it out. Verse 19, he says, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not. Now, this could be understanding the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. We give out the word of God, and the person doesn't really understand what's happening at that point, doesn't understand the word fully. And the wicked one comes along. Someone comes along. Now, here it's speaking of the devil. But someone comes along and catches away that which was sown into his heart. In other words, that person could come along and discourage the individual who's heard the gospel. Say, you don't want to believe that. The verse goes on to say, this is he which receives seed by the wayside. This is the one that we witness to. We go out in the highways and hedges, the Bible tells us about that. We go in the highways and hedges. We knock on a door. We see someone and we give them the word of God. But the wicked one comes along and he discourages that individual. Verse 20 says, but he that received the seed unto stony places is someone else. The same as he that heareth the word and anon, that means presently, he presently with joy receiveth it. Everybody wants to go to heaven. And they receive the word with joy because they want to know how to go to heaven. And verse 21 continues on to say, yet hath he, that person who received the word, he hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. This could be the person who's working for salvation. The one who thinks he's going to go to heaven, now he's heard how to get there, but somewhere or another he thinks that he's got to do certain things in order to get there. But he doesn't go on very long because something happens. It says tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word. In other words, something happens. He's given out to him. He even gives out the word possibly. And someone just gives him a rough time. And because of the word, by and by, he is offended because he has really never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. In verse 22, now, let me back up and say that could be a person who maybe he did get saved, but he's not lost. If he has really trusted Jesus, he gets offended and he quits working for the Lord. He doesn't do anything for the Lord. He just stops. He's offended because someone comes along and just sort of knocks him down. Verse 22, he also that received seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Jesus spoke of this once before in another place, more than one place. He talks about the rich. Now, riches will not keep you out of heaven. I mean, just because you're rich, that doesn't mean you're not going to go to heaven. But if you put riches before Jesus Christ, then you're not going to go to heaven. If you choose riches over Jesus, in other words, if you have any God before you, a God in a sense you could have money that you look to as your God, you could look to another individual as a person that you look up to, and you would rather serve them than you would God. Well, the person who lets the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches or anything that comes in front of God, in front of Jesus Christ. Now, I've heard people say this as I witness to them. Well, I've got so many things that I've got to do before I get saved. I've got to do this or I've got to do that. No, what you need to do is receive Jesus Christ, period. You need to trust him as your Lord and Savior. That's what a person needs to be told. And if you're listening today and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to trust him right now because there's nothing you can do to save yourself. You don't give up something to be saved. You receive something to be saved. And that is the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's what the Bible says. We get back to our scripture here, and I pray that you're one of these people that we're getting ready to read about who really trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior. Verse 23 says, but he that received seed into the good ground, in other words, he believed, he trusted, he received it into good ground, is he that heareth the word, and notice, and understandeth it. That means saved by grace through faith. It's nothing that you can do to save yourself. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done or you have done. It's according to the grace of God. It's not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy that he saves us. Notice, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now, people do not win other people to the Lord to get saved. They do that because they've already been saved. I do not tell you about Jesus Christ or read scriptures with you because I want to be saved. I do this because I am saved. The Bible says that we are constrained to go forth and tell other individuals about Jesus Christ. I do not do that because I want to be saved. I do it because I am saved. There's no one going to heaven on their own. It must be through and only through Jesus Christ, the shed blood on the cross of Calvary. His blood is what cleanses from all sin. The blood does not simply cover sin. The blood takes it away, past, present, and future. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There must be something done with that sin in a person's life. The sin must be taken care of, and the only way to take care of it is by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, or tradition received from our fathers, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we as sowers, we go forth and we give out the word of God, and some people receive it, and some people don't. Now, that means they believe it. Some people do not. Some people, they believe it for a while, and then after a while, they say, well, you know, I just don't know about this. I'm not going to. That doesn't mean they've been saved and they're lost. That means they've never been saved. But thank God there are those, when we present the word of God to them, they receive it with joy. They receive it, and they go to heaven because they have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You see, when we give out the gospel, some will be saved and some will not. Do we quit when people whom we witness to do not get saved? Well, the answer, of course, is we do not quit giving out the gospel, no matter what. This is another reason we are to pray for each other. And that is, pray for each other before discouragement happens. When a brother or sister decides to throw in the towel, we have already talked to the Lord, asking him to give the strength needed by a brother or sister to keep on keeping on. We need to be giving out the gospel of Jesus Christ every day of our lives. We need to tell other individuals Jesus saves. And we need to pray for each other that discouragement, if it does come along, and you're going to be confronted with discouragement as a saved person, but don't let that stop you, because there's people praying for you, other individuals who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Do not give up. And you need to be praying for others as well, that they do not throw in the towel, that they overcome the discouragement that the devil would place there and try to discourage them. Well, next time we're going to look and see Paul the prisoner. We're going to look again at how he is held captive. He has soldiers around him, but he does not stop presenting the word of God. And I can say to you, do not stop presenting the word of God, no matter what comes into your life. Tell other individuals, Jesus saves.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.